Proclamation number 3428 of 5th of February, 1945. The Right Faith. The right faith is able to put you into deepest inner peace, for then you carelessly leave everything to the Lord and Creator of heaven and earth, who is your Father from the very beginning. Anyone who calls a profound faith his own is also intimately united with him, for believing in God also means striving towards him in order to attain the closest proximity to the most perfect being. To believe in God also means to love him from the bottom of the heart, because the human being acknowledges him as the most perfect being. And therefore the believing human being will also always receive strength from God and through this be placed into a state of common peace which is blissful for him, for now he no longer fears anything but trustingly surrenders himself to his Father of eternity. The right faith will therefore not be easily shaken. It is of such strength that it will not waver even in the face of the greatest onslaught. For the believing person draws strength from God, and therefore nothing will seem impracticable to him, nothing will seem impossible to him, and he will master everything because the strength of faith is unlimited. For the believing human being does nothing on his own but everything with God. He always fetches the strength from the source. He makes use of it because through the intimate connection with God he feels like his child, and therefore unhesitatingly accepts what he is offered. But only the believing human being establishes this intimate relationship with God, which also earns him an unlimited supply of strength. And if the human being now applies this strength, there is nothing insurmountable for him anymore. He need not fear anything, for he is now master of every situation. However, the human being only attains profound faith through active love. Without love he can indeed be faithful according to the word, but he lacks the strength of faith, for this strength is only the result of loving activity. So faith only comes alive through works. Without works faith is dead, i.e., without strength, it is not true faith full of conviction but only a learned knowledge of a God of love, omnipotence and wisdom, which, however, can only be called faith when the human being is so convinced that he establishes the most intimate connection with him and now also desires and receives his emanation of strength and then also uses it. Then faith will come alive, its strength will express itself and the human being will be able to accomplish things which reveal divine activity, for it is the strength from God which now becomes active and which can be used by every person who has the right, living faith. Amen.